Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
And you know what? Sometimes you're making that call, but you're making it to someone who is not your significant other. Ashley Madison, Life is Short, Have an Affair.
They should just call that site liar, Pants on Fire.
Yeah, Pants definitely on fire. Need you now, Lady A, you know what I'm saying? Well, a lady who was the victim of somebody who may have been on the Ashley Madison cheating website has started a website of her own. It's only got about 5,000 users, but it's called FidelityDating.com. And the idea was to bring together the folks who have been cheated on and have them a place to find a new love.
Huh.
Interesting concept.
Most of us have cheated. The rest of us have tried. That's Casey Musgraves right there.
This woman who was cheated on, her partner was actually married. Like, they were together. He gets married to somebody else and continues the relationship with her.
Whoa.
It was bizarre. My significant other of 9 years had gotten married behind my back.
What?
Yeah.
How does that even work?
I don't even know. I can't even figure that out. However,
I think, you know what? I'm all for you gotta date and love the way you want to. If you are in the, what do they call that? Polyamorous thing.
Sure,
awesome.
Yes.
As long as both people know
that
you're
exactly
doing the polyamorous thing, that's great if that works for you.
Yeah.
It's fine. But I just think that most of the time, especially on Ashley Madison, the other person who's married to the cheater pumpkin eater doesn't know that the spouse is on AshleyMadison.com.
No. I'm still waiting for the day that two people on AshleyMadison.com find each other. Right? The
if
married
you like
couple.
Pina colada.
Exactly.
That's
sure
what that song's happened. About. That's what that song's about. Remember, they both placed the ad because they're unhappy in their relationships. And then they meet each other. This is long before the internet for dinner. And they show up. And it's the two people who like pina colada.
I turned that song off. I don't like that song.
It's awesome.
Oh.
If you're
not into
yoga.
No.
When I think of that
and
song.
And you have half a brain.
No, great song.
If you like making love at midnight, when I think of that song, though, I change it for you. I change it too. If you're not into Oprah.
Very funny.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm not.
No.
No.
Fidelity. So when you join Fidelity Dating.
Yeah.
Is it like mandatory that you've been cheated on and you know that feeling? And then so you've proclaimed that you're not going to do that?
That was the initial idea. And that's what's drawn most of the members to the site. But they're also saying that, no, you're just looking for a faithful relationship.
Right.
Right.
Because is there anything more devastating than, I don't know if there's anything more devastating than finding out that the person that you are in love with, are in a relationship with, are married to, is cheating on you. I don't know if there is. It feels like you're going to die.
Yes.
It feels like in some of those moments you want to. Awful. Hear that, you Ashley Madisoners? You make people want to die.
Or kill you. One or the other.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.